This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Belton. The United States Embassy in Beijing says it condemns a Chinese court sentencing of Canadian Michael Spavor to 11 years in prison for espionage. In a statement, the embassy said Spavor and another detained Canadian, Michael Kovrig, should be released immediately. China and the United States view the case as part of a wider diplomatic issue with China. Canada and the United States, rather, view the case as a part of a wider diplomatic issue with China. The U.S. Embassy statement said proceedings against the Canadians are an attempt to, quote, use human beings as bargaining leverage. Spavor's sentencing comes as lawyers in Canada representing the detained CFO of Chinese company Huawei are trying to convince a Canadian court not to extradite her to the United States. North Korean state media reported Wednesday that a top official in North Korea said South Korea and the United States are risking a huge security crisis by choosing to escalate tensions. The comments are from Kim Jong-chol, a general and politician who played a leading role during historic summits between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and former U.S. President Donald Trump. He criticized South Korea and the United States for responding to Pyongyang's goodwill with hostile acts. He spoke a day after Kim Yo-jong, the powerful sister of leader Kim Jong-un, warned Seoul and Washington over annual joint military drills this week. And South Korea claims the North did not answer routine calls on inter-Korean hotlines on Tuesday. You can find more on this story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. We also have a mobile app that you can download to your phone or tablet. This is VOA News.